soon. Back on air. Must run, love you, bye. Tried to turn on telly to see if Talitha had indeed, as so often, been calling me live on air during a film clip. Jabbed confusedly at the buttons, like a monkey with a mobile phone. Why does turning on a TV these days require 3 remotes with 90 buttons? Why? Suspect designed by 13-year-old techno geeks competing with each other from sordid bedrooms, leaving everyone else thinking they're the only person in the world who doesn't understand what the buttons are for, thus wreaking psychological damage on a massive global scale. Threw remotes petulantly onto sofa, at which TV randomly burst into life, showing Talitha looking immaculate, one leg sexily crossed over the other, interviewing the dark-haired Liverpool footballer who has the anger management biting problem. He looked as if he wanted to bite Talitha, though for rather different reasons than on the pitch. Right, no need for panic. We'll simply assess pros and cons of Rockstar Talitha party issue in calm and mature manner. Pros of taking Rockstar to party. It would be terrible not to go to Talitha's. She has been my friend since our Sit Up Britain days, when she was an impossibly glamorous newsreader and I was an impossibly incompetent reporter. It would be quite funny to take Rockstar, and also smug-making, because the 30th, 60th birthday thing would stop all that patronising, pitying of single women of a certain age thing, like they're terminally stuck with their singleness, whereas single men of that age are snapped up before they've had time to draw up the divorce papers. And Rockstar is so gorgeous and peach-like, thereby somehow denying reality of ageing process on self. Cons of taking Rockstar to party. Rockstar is his own man, and would doubtless take exception to being treated as some sort of comedy or anti-aging device. Crucially, it might put Rockstar off me, to be surrounded by old people at 60th birthday party, and make some sort of completely unnecessary point about how old I am, though of course am much younger than Talitha. And frankly, I refuse to believe how old I actually am. As Oscar Wilde says, 35 is the perfect age for a woman, so much so that many women have decided to adopt it for the rest of their lives. Rockstar is probably having his own party, with young people squeezed onto his balcony, barbecuing and listening to 70s disco music with ironic retro amusement, and is thinking at this moment how to avoid asking me to the party in case his friends find out he is going out with a woman literally old enough to be his mother. Actually, possibly technically, with the advancement of puberty due to hormones in milk these days, grandmother. Oh God, why did mind think such a thought? 3:10 p.m. Gah! Have got to pick up Mabel in 20 minutes and have not got rice cakes ready. Gah! Telephone! I have Brian Katzenberg for you. My new agent. Actual agent. But I would be beyond late for Mabel if I stopped and talked. Can I call Brian back later? I trilled, trying to smear pretend butter onto the rice cakes, stick them together and put them in a ziplock with one hand. It's about your spec script. Just in a meeting. How could I be in a meeting and yet talking on the phone saying I'm in a meeting? People's assistants are meant to say they're in a meeting, not the person themselves, who is supposed to be unable to say anything because they're in a meeting. Set off on school run, feeling now desperate to call back and find out what the call was about. Brian has so far sent it to 2 production companies, both of whom have turned it down. But now, maybe a fish has bitten at the fishhook. Fought overwhelming urge to ring Brian back, claiming meeting had come to an abrupt end, but decided far more important to be on time for Mabel. And that's the sort of caring, prioritising mother I am. 4:30 p.m. School run was even more chaos than usual, like Where's Wally picture of millions of lollipop ladies, babies in prams, white van men having standoffs with overeducated SUV mums, a man cycling with a double bass strapped to his back, and earth mothers on bicycles with tin boxes full of children in the front. Entire road was gridlocked. Suddenly, a frantic woman came running along yelling, "Go back! Go back! Come on! Nobody is helping here!" Realising there had been a terrible accident, I and everyone else started rearing their cars crazily onto pavement and into gardens to make way for emergency services. Once road was clear, peered gingerly ahead for the ambulance bloodbath.